Court docs, trans Kentucky daycare worker avoids prison time for sexually abusing baby. By Olivia Rondo on February 10, 2024. A transgender Kentucky daycare worker who pleaded guilty to sexual misconduct after being accused of abusing an infant while changing her diaper will avoid prison time, a report from Redux revealed. The investigative outlet unearthed court records detailing how Maria Childers, a male who identifies as a woman, was arrested in February 2023 after a co-worker made an anonymous report alleging he had behaved inappropriately with a baby in their care. The tipster alerted the Department of Community-Based Services, DCBS, that Childers was working at the Explore Learning Academy in November 2022 when he allegedly rubbed the female child's genitals whilst making sexual comments. Witness testimony obtained by Redux revealed even more disturbing details. According to witness testimony, a co-worker had asked Childers for assistance in changing an infant's diaper. While Childers was cleaning the baby's genitals, the co-worker noticed that the infant appeared to be in distress and asked Childers if he was hurting the baby. She then witnessed Childers rub the infant's genitals in a circular motion, while saying that was her clit area and she likes it. It just made her day. After this incident, Childers was reported to the daycare's management but was only given a mere write-up. Throughout the investigation, police also learned that the alleged pedophile had also been accused of neglecting children by leaving them in high chairs for hours without care. Redux, an independent pro-woman, pro-child safeguarding outlet, went on to unveil Childers' lackluster explanation for his alleged actions. After being taken to the police station for questioning, Childers initially claimed he had not changed the infant's diaper at all. He later admitted to having done so after an officer presented him with evidence in the form of a text that he had sent to the daycare's director confirming the baby's diaper had been changed. He then tried to deny he had ever said anything inappropriate, but admitted he often said things that were taken out of context. Although he was initially charged with one count of first-degree sexual abuse of a victim under 12 and three counts of first-degree criminal abuse of a child under 12, Childers struck an apparent deal with prosecutors. In exchange for a guilty plea last month, Childers ended up with just a Class A misdemeanor sexual misconduct charge. Despite originally being booked into the McCracken County Jail as a male, internal documents show that his recorded sex was later switched to female. Childers retained trans activist lawyer Madison Leach, another biological male, who fought to reduce Childers' bond from $100,000 to $5,000 because his client didn't have estrogen while in jail. The former daycare employee was soon released from custody, with Judge Joseph Rourke handing Childers a 12-month suspended sentence that won't have to be served if he abides by court conditions for the next 6 months. Leach said the conditions include Childers has no contact with children and remain away from the Explore Learning Academy, the Daily Mail reported. According to Redux, the disgraced child care worker may not even receive a criminal record.